This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma. For a small country of almost 5 million, Ireland demonstrates a considerable influence in business and politics. Its finance minister is the current president of the Eurogroup of Ministers. It holds one of the temporary seats on the UN Security Council, and its prime minister gets an invite to the White House on St. Patrick's Day, thanks in part to its so-called soft power. So how have they done it? The BBC's Stephen Ryan has that story.
Ireland faced off stiff competition to take up a rotating seat on the UN Security Council for the next 2 years. Canada brought Celine Dion tickets, the Irish brought ambassadors to U2 gigs, a sing-song in a County Cork pub, and even to Riverdance on Broadway. They used soft power, when an organisation, individual or country has
a level of influence that transcends the obvious economic and measurable values, such as power, size of army, level of population.
Tony Foley is an emeritus associate professor in economics at Dublin City University. Ireland's so-called soft power, he says, can be traced back to mass emigration during the potato famine in the 1840s.
At the moment in the United States, about 35 million people identify themselves as of Irish descent.
Even President Biden nods to the diaspora.
For Secretary of Labor, I nominate a good friend and a stand-up guy, Marty Walsh of Boston, son of Irish immigrants from his only downside. They're not from Mayo, they're from Galway.
As Tony Foley explains, immigrants can have a considerable economic impact through attracting foreign direct investment and tourists.
We get about 10 million tourists a year, about 6 million from areas other than the United Kingdom. Obviously, if they have a satisfactory experience, they build up a pleasant image of Ireland. Of course, over several years, that's bigger and bigger numbers with a positive attitude.
Beyond tourism, companies like Facebook, Twitter and Google were drawn to Ireland by a skilled and educated workforce and a corporation tax rate of 12.5%, one of the lowest in the European Union. There are things business leaders want to promote when they fly out ahead of the St. Patrick's Day celebrations each year.
In fact, it was the very last physical trip I made last year. I returned from Washington just as things were closing down.
Danny McCoy, CEO of IBEC, the Irish Business and Employers Confederation, is confident that he can maintain relationships even at a distance.
Very few places on earth would have experienced a 100% increase in their GDP in 6 years. And even during COVID, when you look at the presence of US foreign direct investment, we're probably going to see the Irish economy in GDP terms won't have actually declined in 2020, despite COVID.
And optimistic the Biden administration will take a more collaborative approach to international trade, something he hopes Ireland can be part of too, maybe even with a virtual pint for now. I'm the BBC's Stephen Ryan for Marketplace.